You were created in the image of a God who does not know lack, who does not ration goodness, who does not fear running out. You were designed to overflow, not as a reward for good behavior, but as your original design. There is nothing humble about underestimating yourself. And there is nothing holy about underestimating God's provision. I am not saying just have more faith when the bills are overdue and the pressure is crushing. What I am saying is this. When we shift from my money, my problem, to our money, God's provision, when we remember that God is the provider, the weight changes. The pressure shifts. It is no longer all on you. And here is what makes this even more powerful. The same breath that is creating galaxies right now, that is sustaining you. That creative force is not just outside you, it is in you. You carry the power that expands universes. This book is not about becoming someone new. It is about remembering who you have always been. And over the next 31 days, it can change how you see wealth, provision, work, rest, generosity, and possibility itself. God did not design you for scarcity. He designed you to reflect His nature. And His nature is abundant, generous, creative, and expansive. Each day begins with a scripture, followed by a reflection written as if God were speaking directly to you, heart to heart, to remind you of what has always been true. In these conversations, you will discover that provision flows from presence, not performance. That rest is not laziness, it is trust. And that abundance is not something you chase, it is something you co-create from. You are not here by accident. Something in you already knows there is more.
Day 1. Created in abundance. My beloved child, before you took your first breath, I had already made up my mind about you. Listen closely. You were never Plan B. You were never an afterthought assembled from broken pieces. You are the echo of my original dream, spoken before time learned to count. When I said, "Let us make man in our image," I wasn't experimenting. I was celebrating. The Hebrew word tselem, image, means more than resemblance. It means representation, a living expression that carries the weight of my glory into the world. And demut, likeness, speaks of similarity in kind. You were fashioned to function like me, to bear fruit like me, to create, bless, and overflow like me. You were designed from abundance, not toward it. Perhaps your bank account tells a different story right now. The bills pile up faster than the deposits. The gap between what I'm saying and what you're living feels like a canyon you can't cross. I'm not dismissing that reality. I'm revealing the deeper one underneath it. Abundance isn't what you have. It's what you're made of.